Okay guys, before we start the video, just quickly, First Man is so much more than just a YouTube channel. We've got digital products, we've got physical products. The digital products include courses, books, ebooks, etc. And the physical products is everything from supplements to clothing to grooming products to the paperback physical copy of our book. So the two links will be below. Go and check them out, guys. And now back to the video you came here to watch. Another quick video, guys. I promise I'm gonna do a lot more long form content at some point, especially when we start doing like weeks in the life and stuff. But I'm gonna have to just do this for now because things are too crazy. There's a quote that I've wanted to say for a while. Now that I've got a stream platform, I can kind of do it because at the end of the day, we've got a secondary platform. But it's that dick confuses, vagina educates. And in my opinion, the more women that a man sleeps with, the more educated he becomes about female issues. You know, he becomes better at being able to handle women. He's seen every scenario, he knows every shit test, he knows why she's doing a certain thing. It's no longer like, women confuse me, I don't understand it, why is she acting like that? He doesn't get angry because he's like, oh, I know why that's happening, I've seen it all before. Like, he can do certain things to get a certain reaction. Becomes like a puppet master of women. Becomes very easy to manipulate, so to speak, or get the major benefits from. Like, he figures out the whole game. The more women that he sleeps with, the more scenarios that he sees, the more that, you know, that untainted image you have as a kid of like, women are perfect. Nothing, like, women can't do anything bad. They don't even shit. They don't fart. Do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of image, it exposes it all. And you're like, I've seen some disgusting stuff. I've seen women at their worst. I've, you know, been in a relationship with a woman that's been ill. She's had, like, diarrhea. She's had the flu. Like, they're the same as everyone else. Like, you literally see the other side of the coin. You hear about, like, stories of girls cheating. They cheat with you. Like, you see every fucking aspect of it. And you really just get a high-level work experience exposure to all of this shit. Because men can detach and we don't really catch feelings unless we had a relationship and we fell in love, which strengthens you again as a man because, you know, you just become less simpy every time you go through something like that. Every time you go through a breakup, like, it strengthens you. You just become stronger. You just figure it out and then you really figure out what you're looking for. So vagina educates men. Like, the more women that you sleep with, the more educated you're going to become on female matters and how it all handles it. In reverse, penis confuses women. It confuses women. They don't, like I said to you guys before in the modern kind of the Western dating video that I did, Western women dating video that I did, that women who were virgins or had very low body counts, I got on with so well. They were so switched on. Like they just got it. They just have a certain relaxed manner about them. You know, where you can have a conversation, you can be logical. They're not just going to lose their shit randomly. They haven't been burnt in the past by 15 guys that fucked them and then just went, see ya, not interested anymore. And that played on their mind. It played with their ego. They were just like, oh, am I maybe not as beautiful as I thought I was? Like, they don't have any of that, like, tainted, terrible moments that just tore them down. And for me, you'll get a young girl, maybe 18 years old, super ambitious. She wants to be a doctor. She's striving for everything. Parents are so proud of her. She's going to university. She'll meet a guy at university who's a bad egg, and it derails her completely. Next thing you know, she's taking drugs. She's drinking all the time. She's kind of given up her dreams. Her grades drop. She starts to look different. She starts to gain weight. Like, it just doesn't work too well. And you know, like, penises can be dream killers for women. Is it the other side of the coin, right? Where a woman can be that ambitious. She wants to be, you know, a Miss Independent. She comes from a great family. She's a trainee doctor or something like that. She's on her way to stardom. And then she meets a guy. She gets some good dick. And she's like, oh, I kind of just want to be a mum. I kind of want to just sit at home all day. I just want to provide for this man. I'm in love with him. I can't think about anything else. Like, I'm going to put my career on the back burner to make sure that we have a life together. From the outside, everyone's like, are you fucking crazy? This guy's a loser. But she doesn't see it because dick confuses. And it's a massive derailer for women. And the more guys that she sleeps with, the more of those confusing thoughts that she will adopt. You know, the more he bruised my ego, I'm thinking about that. And that scarred me for life. And the next guy that I meet, I'm going to hold him to those standards. I'm going to blame him for the mistakes of the last 20 guys, it can mess with a woman's head. And it's one big reason why I think men, I don't think men should, but they can sleep around and it doesn't really affect us. Plus the fact that we peak later in life, so you can always sleep around and then, you know, you can eat your cake and have it too, which is the luxury of being a man as long as you put the work in. But as a woman, dick can derail you, it can get rid of all your ambitions, it can confuse you, you know, the more of it that you take, it can really fuck with your head. They gotta be very, very careful. They gotta be so careful. But as a man, you shouldn't just be acquiring numbers. This is not my approach, this isn't what I'm saying here. I'm just saying, as you become more successful, let's say you're sleeping with all high quality women, you're not overdoing it, it's not any holes a goal, but you're getting success with women, you're sleeping with more women, you build up like a library, of a portfolio of like how women respond to certain things, and you know how to act, what to say. That's a shit test. I know exactly what she's doing there. You know, I know not to react to this anymore because last time I made a mistake. You just become stronger. You have better morals where you're like, no, I'm not going to let you get away with that. The old me would have, but not now, because I've slept with hundreds of beautiful women. Like, so I've got no fear of another one coming along soon. So actually, no, I'm going to put you in your place. That's unacceptable. Whereas as a woman, like I said, it confuses. It's just, it's extremely difficult. So you get a guy that's slept around a bit and a woman that hasn't, it works really well because he's super educated in the arts of women and she's not had that penis confusion yet. She hasn't, you know, had her brain just, and people say brain's fucked out. I think it's kind of there for a reason. I don't want to make this like very low level and brain's fucked out. You know, it just sounds like quite a low level phrase, but when you think about it, you know, it does make a lot of sense. You know, you get a woman who's a virgin, low body count, she's only had one relationship, only had sex with like one or two guys, and she's pretty on the ball, pretty switched on. Whereas then you get a woman who's, you know, slept around a bit, just super irrational, semi-crazy, you know, fully crazy, just things aren't working like they used to. There's just too many scars for her to have that logical thinking. Whereas as a man, you almost have a cold shower effect, where it's like you sleep around a bit, you thought it was all rainbows and sunshine, then you get cheated on, then, you know, the girl that you were like seeing and you thought, hey, something's going to develop, oh, it turns out she was fucking somebody else at the same time, or she just messages you, or she doesn't message you, she just goes cold on you. You know, you get rejected by a bunch of women, you sleep with a bunch of women, like all of this is educational, and it's almost like a cold shower where it hits you in the face and you wake up to all of this. You get snapped out of the matrix and you go, ah, right, this is the real world. This is how it really works. And as a man, like over time, you're likely going to get better with women. You're likely going to gain more experience. You're likely going to have better relationships. You see this actually, you know, but in reverse for women, I think it gets worse over time. I think they have worse relationships because they, or they just settle for somebody who's safe. And you see this, like two people get together. Sorry guys, I should really turn that off. It's going nuts. Two people get together, let's say they're 21 years old, and she cheats. She has all the options, whatever. She goes and takes a bunch of dick off different guys, jumps around different relationships, feels like she's, you know, most beautiful woman in the world. She has all the power. He goes back to the drawing board, kind of builds on himself, whatever, and ends up getting to a point where he can attract a lot of women. 10, 15 years down the line, he's a successful guy with a great woman, solid family, like everything in place. He's happy. He's got everything he ever wanted and he's got these new high standards and he would never go back to that woman. Whereas you see in her scenario, she's still not happy. She's still got the same problems. You know, she's going through another divorce or maybe she's that lonely cat woman. It's like, just be mindful of that as a man. Like you're building up a library. So every relationship, every heartbreak, every failure, every rejection, you're building up a library to become better. So then you know what you truly want and you upgrade your standards. I was talking to a guy today who's part of the First Man community in person. And he said something about like, oh, in the past I was a bit of a simp. And I was like, mate, we all were. And that's one thing that guys forget is like everyone wants to be a Casanova. Everyone wants to be that Lothario who knows exactly what to say to women. I was a simp back in the day without realizing it. You know, you text women certain things and you look back in hindsight and you're like, fuck, did I do that? But it's just the growth curve. Like I said, vagina educates men. You just, the more of it you get, the more educated you become. You just become more accomplished along the way and you're like, I know what I want now. I know, yeah, that was dangerous. I should have seen those red flags early on. It's just experience. Whereas for women, dick confuses.